So we're going to learning this Tosfos, this Gemara and Daf Yudal. It actually works out very nicely to get a little taste of the Melicha Sugyas. So Tosfos deals with the question about the Mishnah I've been talking about, Shochet B'Shabbos, one who shechs on Shabbos, so the Shechitas is Ksheira. We discussed last time about why that person is not considered Mumer, L'chal Tera Kula, why such a Shechita is a good Shechita. So Tosfos asks a very basic question, which I guess brought about a lot of basic knowledge that we all need to work on as well about Lam Tes Malachos and Veris Toldos, which is fine. I was thinking ready for next year. This was certainly a wonderful limud that I felt this summer. So if next year we're zochet to have another summer kol here, so we should maybe do Hilchos Shabbos. So it's a good limud, but. You know, it's a big topic, but so to Maseches Chulin is a big topic. I think we covered, a nice amount just to get some good exposure to Shechita. Now let's get a little exposure to Hilchos Melicha. So Tos asks the question, he said, how in the world are you able to eat the meat? How ain yachal l'malcha b'Shabbos? You can't salt on Shabbos. So why can't you salt on Shabbos? So you guys looked up the famous Mishnah, the most famous daf in all of Maseches Shabbos, probably top 10 famous daf. Top him in Gemara. So Mishnah tells us, you look at the list, you don't see anything molcho here. It doesn't say molcho at all. It says ma'abid es oro, which means to tan the leather, to treat the leather. So the Gemara on Ayin Heyman Beis tells us that ha'molcho v'amavdo is also considered, the Mishnah does say ha'molcho, it does say salting, but the Gemara says Ayin Hey, that ha'inu molech, ha'inu ma'avid. Salting and leather, tanning leather is really the same exact malacha, so they replace one of them with sirta, which is like scratching the leather, according to some opinions. So that's what the Gemara. There's an issur deraisa of being molech, of salting leather, salting the skin, and also it says tosa, salting basar, salting meat. So how in the world could you eat the meat? If you can't salt it, so then you're going to be eating dam, and there's issur deraisa of eating dam on in general. So Tosa answers, the first answer of Yeshlom HaKigon She'avar Malcha. The guy, not only did he make a mistake in the Shechita, he was very makbid on Hilchos Shechita, Hilchos Melicha, but he wasn't very makbid on Hilchos Shabbos, so he violated two Yisurim and Deraisa, but in the end of the day, the meat's kosher. He did Shechita, and the Shechita we accept, and he did Melicha, and we accept the Melicha as well. So that's the scenario. But then Tosa has another suggestion, and he has a whole chiddush here about the understanding of Melicha. He says that it's possible that you're allowed to eat meat when it's umta, which means raw, chai, without malicha. If you haven't done malicha, so you're eating dam, there's dam that's full, it's completely absorbed in the basar, so isn't there an iser achilas dam? So he says, he is mechadish this din, and brings a number of rayas, that af agav de'ika la bedam ha'nivel bevarm, even though there's blood, and there's an iser to eat the blood, that's only true when it's parish l'chutz, when it leaves. And if it goes back in afterwards, there would be an iser. But in such a situation, calls man shalot perish mutter. So if it never had departed from the basar, so then there's no iser to eat the dam that's embedded within the basar. That's his chiddush. And he says, so how can we do this all the time? If he goes on to say that if a person cooks it, a person bakes it, so how come you don't need malicha then, if the blood never leaves? He says it's a minag hu limloach basar litzli. Even though when it comes to roasting, you don't need to salt the meat, because when you roast it, you have it like over a barbecue, all the blood falls out of the meat, doesn't go back in. So if you cook it, so bisha with water, so the dam goes in the water, comes back into the basar, so then there's an iser to cook basar. You have to do malicha first. If you're doing tzli, the blood just spills out. Those who did kol basar, the sugyas come up there and kol basar as well, it comes out, and you don't need to do melicha. So Tosa says, ein echanami, you don't have to do it, but the minhag is to do it anyways. So Tosa says, if a person eats meat either raw, or he eats it roasted, mi'ikra din, you don't need a melicha, and that's the case here, where the guy is shechted on Shabbos, you ate it raw, you can't cook it, obviously, you ate the meat raw, so there is no iser of eating dam. So if you look at the Rambam, I assume you guys got a chance to look at the Rambam in Hilchos Machal Sasiros, he argues on this Tosfos. He says that's not true. If you look in Machal Sasiros, Perek Vav Halacha Yid Beis, he says one may not eat basar if you didn't salt it first. Even basar chai requires salting. So where is Halacha? This is Halacha Yid Beis, Perek Vav Halacha Yid Beis. Where can I find this? Harot lechol basar chai, molcha yafe yafe, umadicha yafe yafe. You need to salt it very well, you need to wash it very well, and only achar kach yochel, afterwards you're allowed to eat it. So even if it's eaten raw, you have to put it salt on. Ravid says, takes issue with this. Ravid says, lebasar chai, einot sarachim licha. You don't need it mlicha. Dam hevarm hecha de la parish mutter. When the blood doesn't remove itself from the evarm, it's mutter. So Ravid sides with Tosos, and the Rambam argues. Rambam says, no, even a basar chai requires salting. So there are two issues going on here. Number one is the machlokis with regards to melicha in Hilchos Shechita. And there's another issue we're going to get involved with about the issur of melicha on Shabbos. So first, focusing on the inyan of the mitzvah melicha for Hilchos Shechita. So what's this machlokus between the Rambam and the Ravid / Tosfos, whether or not basar chai requires melicha or not? So Darchei Teshuva, he writes, and he thinks the machlokus here, if you look in Simen Samech Zayin, this is Sif Katan Yud, he says, because according to the Rambam, when a person puts the raw meat in their mouth, they haven't yet salted it, and you take a bite, you chew it, so then, machmas duch kodis dishinayim, the pressure of the teeth, yatsadam, and therefore you're eating dam. If a person were to bolea, swallow the meat, and the blood never comes outside of the meat, that's a whole other story. But here, when you start to chew, the blood's coming out, you're squeezing out the blood, and you're swallowing it, and that's the dam bifnei atzmo, and that's why the Rambam thinks it's aser, even basar chai. But then he quotes other opinions, which is seemingly the opinion of the Ravid and the Tosos, that even through chewing, that's not called separating, because the moment you put it in your mouth, that's not called yitzia. So in essence, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid is when a person chews a basar, and the blood comes out in the mouth, is that considered dam, or is that not considered dam? That's the question. Dam, that's parish, bibheh, is that considered the iser dam or not? He doesn't get a little bit further into why that would be. Why would dam be considered, if it's in the mouth, that's already seemingly having to do with when something's in the mouth already, whether it's considered balua, whether it's already considered absorbed or not. That seems to be the root of machlokes, but he doesn't say much further than that. They're arguing about whether or not chewing meat, and that causes the dam to be polate, is that considered dam shapirish and usr? The Rambam says, or no, that's still considered, that's already considered balua, already absorbed, and there is no iser dam. That's a Darchei Tshuva's understanding. So Rav Soloveitchik, I think, kind of just says the same thing, but a little bit more in a lamdashe way. He just says that, he doesn't talk about chewing it, but he says, according to the Tosus and the Ravid, any blood that has not been yet extracted, that's called mohel habasar. Mohel habasar means the meat juices. That's not dam, that's part of the meat. It's part of the fabric of the meat itself. But the Rambam thinks, no, even dam that's embedded in the basar, that's considered dam. So therefore, if you haven't salted it, you're eating it. So it sounds like even according to this understanding, let's say a person were to swallow the meat without having to chew the meat, that person still swallowed dam. There's dam that's in the meat. I mean, if I look at a piece of meat, a fresh piece of meat, we're going to see on Thursday, Mirat Hashem. We're going to see a shech, the chicken, they're going to skin the shech, the chicken, they're going to salt the chicken also, I assume, for us. So let's say before it's salted, and let's say they wash off the outside, so there's only blood inside the chicken. So if a person swallows that, so according to the Rambam, at least Rav Soloveitchik's understanding, it's like you're eating dam as well. Even though you may never have tasted it, you just swallowed it whole. Since there's dam inside, we acknowledge the dam there as being dam. But according to Tosos, if the dam has not yet separated, that's not called dam yet, and one would be able to, lechora, swallow it according to the Shita of Tosfos. So that's the machlokus between the Rambam versus the Ravid and the Tosfos. So that was just, again, a small hakdama to Hilchas Melicha. I never learned Hilchas Melicha in Smicha. They never taught it to us. I think Rabbi Salasi gave a couple of shirim. I didn't understand what was going on because I never prepared for it. But that's just a small hakdama, a little taste of Melicha. But now let's finish off the rest of the shir about the halachas of the Melacha of Melicha on Shabbos. So Tosa had asked this question. How do you eat shechta meat on Shabbos if you can't salt it? So he says, you don't have to salt it. There's no requirement to salt it. If you eat it raw, there's no requirement to salt it. But that answer will not work for the Rambam. The Rambam holds that harotz lechel basar chai, like we said, you have to be molcha yafa yafa. You have to salt it well. So the Tosa's question now is going to be raised according to the Rambam. If you read the Mishnah Maseches Chul and Daf Yudalad, Hashochei b'Shabbes v'Yom Kippurim afal pishim eschai benafsho shchitasa ksheir. You can eat the meat, but this meat there's blood in it. Ah, you eat it raw. Well, for the Rambam, it doesn't work raw. You have to still salt even raw meat. So how are you going to get out of the problem according to the Rambam? So what's the simple answer? The first eretz im aver v'malchel. The answer is that the guy went ahead against the Issa D'Oraisa. He was moleichet. He was salted it. So that would be the scenario where a person is allowed to eat it as well. But let's say we don't want to work with that teretz of Tosfos. So I think there's another suggestion we can make. If we learn the sugya in Daf Ayin Hey and Beis in Shabbos, the Gemara tells us that ein melicha ein ibud be'ochen. The ibud is again the av, molech is av or tolda of melicha. The Gemara tells us that there is no ibud, there is no salting when it comes to basar. So how do we understand that? So the Rambam Tosas writes there in the Daf. Anyone see the Tosas there? And so Tosas writes, the Gemara says, Ein ibud v'ochel, which means there's no problem of salting by food. The Tosas says, Ein lahatir mikan melichas ochlin, the asim midir baran, melicha. When the Gemara says there's no ibud by ochlin, it doesn't mean that it's completely mutter to salt food. It means there's no iser d'araisa, but there's still an iser midir baran. So there seems to be a machlok is how to understand pshat here in the Gemara. Tosas says it's an iser midir baran by achila. The Ran says the same thing in our sugya. On Daf Dal and Aleph in the Rif, the Ran says, don't try to learn from the Gemara in Shabbos that it's mutter to salt food. What it means there's no it's a derice of salting food. Avavadai poter val oser. Lefisha melach mach shiha ochel umisakno. The salt still enhances and makes the food better. So there's still an iser midir banan. But if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam gives no indication of there being an iser midir banan when it comes to salting food. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha, Hey. Rambam writes, Ein ibud b'ochlin. He just quotes the Gemara. Now, if there were to be an iser midir banan, the Rambam should say this. But he says, Ein ibud b'ochlin. There is no problem of salting food. And Tosas Yom Tov picks up on this and says, for the Rambam, it's completely mutter to salt food. So there's a machlokas. Tosos and the Ran think it's usher to salt food with their banan on Shabbos, and the Rambam thinks it's completely mutter. So now we have a new answer for the Rambam. So back to our question. We wanted to know, according to the Rambam, how would he say you're allowed to eat the shechted basar? A person shechted meat on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says you're allowed to eat it. Ah, Tosa asks, how could you eat it? It's full of blood. Oh, you'll salt it. Well, you can't salt it because it's also to do melicha on Shabbos. But for the Rambam, it's mutter to do melicha on Shabbos by food. Ein ibud b'ochlin. You can't salt leather, but you are allowed to salt food. So for the Rambam, it seems you're lichachila, one would be able to salt the food on Shabbos, the basar the shechted. On Shabbos, you could salt it. You need to salt it for the Rambam because you can't eat it raw for the Rambam. It's you have to still be molcha yafa yafa, says the Rambam, but you're allowed to do melicha b'ochlin according to the Rambam on Shabbos. And that would be the suggestion.
Normal to salt what?
The
leather. That's like
that's part of making the leather. They would first salt it. The Gemara describes how they salt it. It would dry it out, make it hard, and then usable. If you take the skin off, it's very soft and flimsy. Eventually, it shrinks a little bit. But the salt helps it, I think, shrink and harden in order to ride on it, to make things out of it, to make a keli out of it of some sort. But that was something that was normally done.
So Tosas first Harris is really, you really need to go over an Isidore Abbanon.
Seemingly, yeah. According to Tosos, seemingly it would be only if you Tosos to Lishitaso. I think all Rishom except that Gemara ain't Ibud Bochlin, it would sound like it would be an Isser Midir Banan, exactly. Right. But for the Rambam, it would completely mutter, and you could salt something on Shabbos, and that's how you a person could eat the this Shechita that took place on Shabbos. Now, just to mention what the Machlokas may be about. When it comes to this machlokas between Tosos and the Rambam, when we say ein ibud ba'ochlin, is that mutter lagamre or is it still asr midir banan, might hinge on the machlokas, the hakir that exists and understanding the nature of the Isser Ibud in general. Ibud means you can't treat the leather. So some hold it's a din of the chefta, that the leather can't be treated. And others hold, no, it's an Isser of using malicha, using salt to treat something. Is about the leather being treated or the salt treating something? So from the Rambam, you look at the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, it sounds very much he's focused on the leather. So anything that's related to leather is going to be bechlal this malacha. But when you're outside the realm of the ore, skin, there's nothing to talk about. It's all about the treating a chefta shel ore. So if you treat it with salt, you treat it this way, many ways you could treat it, but as long as the chefta of ore is there, that's the iser. But since basar, the flesh, is not leather, there is no violation according to the Rambam. But according to the Tosos and the Ran, I think it's very clear from the Ran, it's not about ore. It's about salt fixing something, to focus on the melach. So the Ran says, since the salting of basar is misakein, it's fixing it, it's enhancing it, there still would be violation on an adirabana level. So is the iser about the ore being fixed or about the melach fixing something? And that would seem to be the root of machlokas. So now it comes out a very fascinating question in the Mishnah Melech asks. Anyone see the Mishnah Melech's question? The Mishnah Melech asks in Hilchos Shabbos, based on a Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos brings a pasuk to tell us that one is allowed to do malicha on the karbanos, even on Shabbos. So Mishnah Melech asks the question. The Gemara Menachos is Daf Chaf Aleph. It says, Takriv Melach means Afilu B'Shabbos. You can even salt the carbon on Shabbos. We know there's a mitzvah to put salt in every single carbon. That's why we have salt on our tables. Some have a custom, I think Chassam Sofer had the practice not to have salt at nighttime, Friday night, because there's no carbonos at nighttime, only during the daytime. Some have such a practice like that. Most have the salt on the table all the time. The Shulchan's Kimizbeach Dami. So there's a mitzvah to have a Melach on every single carbon. And the Gemara Darshan's Takriv Melach is extra. Afil b'Shabbos, you're allowed to salt the carbon on Shabbos. So Mishnah Melech asks the question, what's the need for this? Why do you need a pasuk to permit salting basar? We know the Gemara tells us, ein ibud v'ochlin. There's no problem of salting meat. We just paskin. The Rambam says completely mutter. And even according to Tosos, it's only a isser midrabanan, ein shvus b'mikdash. So why do you have to have me, even forget the mikdash, you don't need a pasuk to permit an isser midrabanan. So what's the pasuk coming to tell me if salting a food, for salting basar, is completely mutter on Shabbos? So he quotes from a certain chacham, a dain mitzuyim, Rav Yaakov Alfandari, who came across a shita mekubetzes on Maseches Menachos. So we have something like that, based on a shita lono de lami. We have a small blue shita mekubetzes on Menachos, has a sif of different rishonim. And he says that, who asked this question? And the answer is, I'm not sure at this point who's answering the question or not. I don't know if it was the Shita Mekubetzes or the one dying who quoted Mishnah Melech. But he said, in the end of the day, Vinir Elitz, I'm guessing it's Mishnah Melech himself, his own answer. So he says that since the Karban Tamid, a Musaf Shabbos, was Kula Kalil. It was an Ola. An Ola is a type of carbon that's Kula Kalil. It all gets burnt up. No one eats from it. You can't eat from a carbon. So therefore, it's not ki'ibud ochlin, since no one eats from it. Even though the salt is going on the basar or the flesh, since you're not allowed to eat from it, it's not considered ibud ochel, and therefore would be a violation of malicha, and therefore you need a pasuk to permit it. Then he says, inami, alternatively, you could suggest, tikun karbon hu kim'aved dami. Fixing the carbon, even though it's not going to be eaten, that's considered fixing something. That's what he says in the end of the day. So these are two teirutim the Mishnah Melech as to why you need a pasuk to permit salting. Again, had not been for the pasuk, a takriv melech, you would think it's usur to salt the carbon. Again, either because since it's not allowed to be eaten, there would be a violation. This would not be considered ibud ochel. This would be considered ibud of ore. Or because since you're fixing something, you're enhancing something, so then it would be us as well. So it sounds like these two terutim is the two terutim of the machlokas between the Ran and the Rambam. Yes?
The second answer is like a different
malacha? No, it sounds like what the Ran was saying. The Ran understood Ibud as whenever salt is enhancing something, it's a problem. Whether it's ore, whether it's basar, whether it's a carbon. So just like ein ibad ochlin means it's not it's a deraisa, but it's an iser midirabanan because you're enhancing the meat, the Ran said. So here as well, since the salt is being machshir the carbon, it's masakin the carbon, therefore it's considered a violation of ibud, and the pasuk says it's permitted nonetheless.
Why, so then why by ochel is it only
midirabon? So that much, I don't know why ochel is not midirabon versus this. It could be that the moment you take it outside of ochel, it has a din of or. Once it's not allowed to be eaten, it's a din of or. We don't eat skin typically. It's not considered edible. And there, well, it's edible, but we don't consider it ochel like that. And therefore, if it's machshir it, it's considered being like machshir or. I think. I'm not entirely sure. But the more you focus on the tikkun, it's similar to the Ran's understanding of tikkun. And if you focus on the other opinion of the Mishnah Melech, since in the end of the day we don't eat the carbon, since it's not allowed to be eaten, that's considered more like or and less like ochel, it would not have that heter. So you see that these two dayas, again, not, I think Yisrael's got a great point, doesn't entirely line up with it, but we see that some of this chakir is coming out a little bit about being a misakin nadavar or being a din of the or, a din of fixing the or of some sort. Okay, the Torah Tmima, he asks the same question, quotes the Mishnah Melech, and he gives another suggestion that when we said that the pasuk allows you to pour salt on the carbon, it wasn't referring to the basar shebo. Every carbon has, certainly the ola, every part of the animal goes up on the mizbeach. So there's basar, there's or, the or actually skin. There's we skin it first. So there's basar, there's chelev, there's evarim, there's pedarim. So the chelev is not basar. It's the certain fats that go on the mizbeach. That chelev, based on the Gemara and Beit and Aran there, is not considered ochel. So with respect to pouring the salt on the basar of the carbon, that's completely mutter. You don't need a heter. Ein ibud ba'ochel. But since you're also pouring the melach on the chelev, the fat, which is considered la bar chilahu, that does need a pasuk because it doesn't have the heter of ein ibud la'ochel. That's what the Torah Tmima suggests for this particular question. And then finally, we finish off here just a completely different angle on this question is the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says, in terms of the melach going on the carbon, you don't need a heter. It's completely mutter. Bein achila, bein chelev, ein ibud ba'ochlin. So what's the pasuk of Tikrach Melech Afilu B'Shabbos? What's it coming to tell us? It's coming to tell us a whole other din. If you look at the Sfas Emes on the page, he says, L'dayti lo kasha midah. There is no question, according to my understanding. Da perish le'inin hakdara, da melech. It's not a question of melacha on Shabbos in terms of the melicha. The question of a haktara. Haktara, what's the violation of haktara? Putting things on the mizbeach? What melacha? There's an ash that's there. And you're putting a carbon on the ash. It's havara. So the problem of havara, putting salt in the fire, burning salt, not about salt on the carbon, of salting and treating the carbon, about salt going in the fire, the question of haktara. How is the haktara allowed? So he says that's why you need the pasuk of takriv melach afilu b'shabbos, because the salt that goes on the basar, and then you put the basar onto the fire, you're being makir the melach as well. It's a question of riboy shiurim. That's what's going on here. And there's some rishonim of all that riboy shiurim adding on, even though the carbon's allowed to be put in, the pasuk says you can be makir the tamid. It says moado. There's moado afilu b'shabbos, the Gemara tells us. So you can put the carbon tamid on the eish. So once it's allowed, who says I could add salt on as well? I don't have a source for the. It doesn't say moado by melach, so maybe you don't have to. You shouldn't put the salt on. Adz ribay shiurim. You're already violating the law. It's already a heter to put the basar on, so maybe you could put on the melach. No, ribay shiurim is deraisa according to some rishonim. So how are you allowed to put the salt on the haktara as well? Says the Sfas Emes because it says takriv melach afilu b'shabbes. That's a heter ribay shiurim of haktara. Nothing to do with being molech the basar. Being molech the basar again is completely mutter. Ein ibud ba'ochlin. It's a special example to allow the haktara of the melech. That's his understanding. He does note, though, there are many rishonim who hold that ribui shirim is only midrabanan, in which case it would not require this pasuk. But at least within the opinion of the Marmar Rittenberg, who holds it is deraisa ribui shirim, that would be the explanation according to his understanding. Okay, so we'll finish. I'll just recap very quickly. I know there's a lot of new topics here, but just quickly start off with the machlokes between the Tosfos and the Ravid versus the Rambam about whether or not a person can eat basar chai without doing malicha. Tosos and the Ravid thought you're allowed to, because as long as the basar, the dam, it remained in the basar, that's not considered dam, and it's mutter. And according to the Rambam, he says, no, the dam that's in the basar is still considered dam, and you have to do malicha even on basar chai. Part of that was that darchei tshuva, whether or not chewing and the blood coming out, whether that's going to be a violation of eating dam, or if it's ready in your mouth, that's not considered parish. That was a first stage. Then we discuss malicha, whether malicha, when it says in Gemara, ein ibn ba'ochlin, whether that's mutter legamre, or that's iser midirbanan. Tosus felt it's iser midirbanan. The Rambam thought it was mutter legamre. And therefore, the Rambam, you can salt lechara. We don't pass him like the Rambam. But for the Rambam Shita, you can salt on Shabbos lechachila, since the basar is mutter, you can do it completely. And then the last thing we discussed was the Mishnah Melech's question about if melech on ochel, ein ibud ba'ochlin's mutter, so how can we eat a pasuk, takir melech afil b'shabbos, it's mutter without the pasuk. So we have to think of a few different explanations. It's going on since carbon's not edible, or it's going on the chaylev, so therefore you need a pasuk to permit those parts which are not going to be edible. Okay, we'll stop here. Tamar mitzvah Hashem, I want to do a sugya.